Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com. Please make sure you subscribe to us at aminutetomidnight.com. Go down the right hand side of the page and enter your email address where it says subscribe to blog. Those of you who have been following this channel, A Minute to Midnight, for any length of time will, I'm sure, have heard Jeremy, the ex-32nd degree Freemason, who I have had on the show a few times over the years. Well, Jeremy sent me this audio a few days ago, which I'm going to play for you. Pray about the things he has to say and weigh them up carefully. Jeremy's a good guy. Whether his sources are always good guys, well, that's another story, you know. He can't tell us where he gets the information from. Well, he's told me where some of it's come from, but he can't publicly say it. So you'll just have to realize that because of the nature of it, for his own safety's sake and so forth, he can't. He also, in this case, mixes a little bit of his own interpretations as well. So it's at times hard to tell between what is information he's been given and what is information that he believes he's received, you know, from God and his interpretation of things. That's just the way I'll phrase it. But it is definitely worth listening to and taking note of and making actions on some of his recommendations. I would heartily agree with that. Also, I notice at one point he mentions if anyone knows anything about Compound 7, to leave comments. I suspect that anybody that does know about Compound 7 is probably under severe threat if they reveal anything. But, you know, if you do know something and want to share it, you're welcome to do that because I can't go into any details either just for his sake as to what about Compound 7. But if anybody does, you know anything about it, wants to mention it, go for it. There is loud and rather annoying computer fan noise throughout the recording and also an antique clock ticking away in the background as well. Can't do anything about removing that, unfortunately. You'll just have to kind of ignore it as best you can. So I can't, I think, risk putting this whole video on YouTube because I've already got two strikes against the Minute to Midnight channel and they'll take the channel down with any more. So I'm going to have to just make it as a shortened video on YouTube. Please go to either our Rumble channel, our BitChute channel, or a minutetomidnight.com website, or our Apple iTunes podcasts, and listen to the full video there. Just because of censorship, I can't risk it and risk losing this channel currently with the situation with YouTube. So I'm sorry, but that's just the way it has to be for this one. So please listen and listen to the whole thing, and you're welcome to come back and leave comments at the YouTube channel if that's where you're watching the trailer. So without saying anything further, I'll just play Jeremy's audio now.
Hey, I just want to touch base on a few things that I feel are important that I think that you might ought to know about. The first thing is if you live in the Atlantic region, mid-Atlantic region to the south in the United States, maybe I know you know of the spraying, but I've come to know that maybe Wednesdays, if you could avoid being outside, you might ought to. Or avoid being out more than you need to. And I want to stress again about water. If you live in a municipality, if you can avoid drinking public water, bathing in it, cooking in it, you might ought to try. This next illness that I believe without a doubt is coming. You remember all those coffins. There's going to be bodies to scare you into taking this next round of shots. And no matter what you see, it's coming from the water. And they may tell you to bull it, and it's okay. It's not going to be okay. Whatever they say, it's not going to be okay. I'm trying to touch the topics so I can remember them because I'm talking to myself here. I want to talk to you about the United States for a minute. As you know, we are collapsing slowly, but bookmark this page. I want to say this again. Kamala Harris will be president of this country, and she will bring back Obama. That will happen, I guarantee it. Bookmark it, come back to it, because it's gonna happen. As well as I'm sitting here and know my name, I know this is gonna happen. I'm very careful about what I tell the Lord showed me. That is one thing he showed me in detail. And there was more that showed me there will be Christians following her away from church. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I want to get into these people that are running this world. I think the audience Tony has here are intelligent, and I believe you know what's going on in this world. A lot of these people are not human beings, whether they're reptilians, whether they're something else in human form, whether they are clones with artificial intelligence controlled by themselves or the fallen kingdom in some form or fashion, there or all the above. These companies that are massive, that you buy things from. Now, I want you to, I'm not going to name it, but one should come to mind. I believe they moved the headquarters to D.C. They are in this business on islands making bodies for these things. And I want you to think about something here, because this is going to come. I've seen proof of it. I know it's going to happen. When a nation starts losing its economy on a massive scale, in the United States, we know this welfare system is going to collapse. I think they want it to collapse now, but whenever it happens, they're just going to stop trying to make it look like they're attempting to take care of it. And this may be a little bit in the future, but we know our future's not long here, so how much longer could I mean? There's not going to be money for a military. So where would money, and I don't think this is just here. I think this is in the West completely. I think this is in the entire world, all but Russia and China and its allies. The companies, one in particular that I'm mentioning, already have laws making them their own municipalities in the American Southwest. They were already lined up and passed. This was several years ago, because they were so large and in the middle of nowhere, they could run it like a town. That was the first step. Money from this and these organizations will have their own police force. That's what I'm going to call it. But it's going to be a military, and it's going to be used for this country. And that's the military with, after the U.S. military, that will rid the world of us believers. You understand that that things are happening right now in the United States that are beyond scary. This government is showing an illusion that it's still here for the American people. We know they're not the national interest is gone. And this nation will collapse. The dollar will, personally, I believe, go to 50 to 70% in decline, which will affect many other nations. And people are going to starve here, and they're going to turn you in for what you have, for what little bit they're going to get. And I've known that for quite a while. I was told that back then. I was told they were going to behead Christians. They were proud of this. They had been saying this for decades before I was even conceived. And it's this time is drawing near. This is the time we're alive. Who would have ever thought in your youth, when you think of things that we were living in this life of the end, that we were going to see these things, but we're the generation the Lord made to be born to see this. So draw near to Him and get saved if you're not saved, because He's the only one that's going to get you through what's coming. I believe that a lot of people, I don't know what all we're going to have to live through. I don't. I fear it's going to be bad on a scale that I'm not even comfortable with believing it could be. I believe that's what it's going to get to. I believe I'm going to have to die for the Lord. It's easy for me to say that right now, sitting in this chair, talking to myself, but you have no other choice if it comes to that. Not in all rational Christian perspective, you do not have another choice. And you can't do it thinking, well, if I don't do that, I'll go to hell. You're going to think that, but you have to think, I can't do that because this is not what Jesus wants. And He died for me, so I have to die for Him. I apologize if you hear a fan that's in my computer. There's nothing I can do about it. I thought the power would be out a lot sooner than it seems that's the case. I believe we're going to have power for a little longer. I can't say where I've got some information, but this came from a lot of sources. And I do believe Biden will be removed for health. It could be for something else. I believe health. And she will step in. She will step into office, and she will bring this country down to its knees. And Obama will come back in whatever form he's going to come back as. But he's going to be a leader. And he's going to affect many more nations more than this one. I do not believe Obama is the Antichrist. I want to say that. I believe he is a beast of revelation. I believe that without a doubt. I believe the Queen's death was a sign, just like this Gabby Petito stuff a few years ago. Anything that dominates the news, it's a sign to these people for something. Rebecca Sterling had a 1999 vision of the tribulation in America. That's really worth watching. And Arizona Wilder did an interview in the 90s with that old English guy. Everybody knows who he is. I think he's a shill and a troll and a misinformation addict. But that was a good interview because she tells you what these people do that run this world and what they do to children. But we know the devil has his time. So what we're heading into these days, I've told you for years now, when you look out the window and see a normal day, like it's still normal. These are so numbered, oh my Lord, they're so numbered that any day this is going to change. When you see her become president, things are going to start changing so fast. The laws are all passed. Every law is passed. there are places in this country already there to dispose of us. Already there, laws already passed. They just need the right emergency to enact them and to introduce them, just like Trump's emergency in 2019 with this pandemic. It was passed the summer before. Now, if that doesn't show you everything, and remember, this man created this shot warp speed introduction to the public. This man, I believe the signs will be up for his election, but you, as I've told you before, it will not happen. I believe they will pretend to remove this person. Because anything that's going to stir up more drama and more scenarios to cause a civil war, but not, I don't think it's going to be like your, like a typical civil war. It's going to be Americans trying to fight this system of tyrannical government off to a degree. And in cities, probably race. And differences in political opinion. But these things, soon, those things are going to be to rest because there will be a dictatorship. This country will be called the New United States or the New America, whatever it is. And I believe it will consist of much more than this nation. Hear me when I say that. I've just seen... Just hear me when I say that. Look for, you remember years ago when Hillary and Obama were talking about an Amero and an American Union? Do you remember that? You've not heard the last of that, but not in that form or Amero. It's nothing like that. But these things are spraying in the sky. They call them mist. And if you know or if you have ever heard of a thing called Compound 7, comment and let me know. I see the comments for the first couple of days. And for those of you that are praying for me and comment to me, I see you. I appreciate you and I love you. And I appreciate your continued prayers. I have a sister, Ashley, that I would appreciate you praying for, and Mary Lee, just that they're kept safe and protected by the Lord for the trials and tribulations in their own lives. And please pray for Holly and Tony, and if you can help him, donate to him, support him, because these things are not going to last much longer. Everything that can possibly be known about you, you know the government knows it. I believe these illnesses with the water are going to happen in Australia and New Zealand before they happen here. Or Canada. I think they're going to be, I believe a lot of the reasons things haven't happened in the United States to that degree yet is because of people are still under the illusion they have rights and they have guns. But that will change soon. They have ways to come into your home and on your property and know that you have guns without even searching. I kid you not. They have, I do not know what it is, but I've seen them discuss it. There is something, maybe it detects gunpowder, I don't know, or DNA, that kind of metal. But when they come to your home, they're going to know if you've hidden them. And they're going to display publicly what happens to people who lie and say they don't have guns when they do. I would be one that would want to hide them too. So, but people, times are going to get so scary. If you have put up food, I would make the choices now to seal these things in ways that you can put them in the yard or in the woods or somewhere. Seal them above sheetrock, maybe things that are freeze-dried, because I'm telling you, the day's going to come that you'll be glad that you did that. If you can do that, remember, if you can't, do not be scared. The Lord will help and provide for you. Never forget that. Don't let any of this scare you. We have known since the day we were born that the Bible says these things are going to happen. And it's just not in a language to where people, a lot of people can understand. They just didn't have vocabulary for what they were seeing. Like I've always said, the things that we're going to be seeing are going to be very hard to digest. But remember, we're all going through this together, where you can, whether you can communicate with people or not, we're all going through this together. And we're all going to the same place should we make it to the end. Stay strong to the end and stay with the Lord to the end. I just see some very, very fast changes coming soon. And with this Harris thing, very soon. I know that a lot of you would like to see somebody else elected, or I don't think there's ever going to be another real election. I don't think there's going to be an election, period. You remember I told you 2.5 or 3 years ago, however long it was, when I was still a Mason, they said when Trump ran, they were making it where no conservative would ever be elected president again. And they have succeeded with that. They have succeeded. Whether they do it in whatever way that they need to do it to cause that not to happen, like this past election, it's over with. If you know we're this close to the end, you know it'll never get good again. The good, it's just going to continue to get worse. And the days since 2019 or 2020 have been nothing. I mean, it's going to get so bad. Now are the last times that you're going to be able to go and put food up if you can. If you have some kind of assistance, use it and put it up, and don't tell people you're doing it. And please consider what I've said about sealing it, putting it under your home, under the ground, in your, if you have the ability to sheetrock, tear it down and put it between your studs, canned foods. This sounds dramatic, but this is going to be survival soon. It's going to be survival soon. Again, I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. Keep everybody in your prayer that I ask, please. And myself. And draw close to the Lord, because the days ahead, as you well know, please watch these companies. Like I said, one of them has a smile for the logo. Watch how strong these companies get. And the other one is one that you know of very well that you probably use. And if you use social media, get off of social media, for the love of God. You're just announcing everything you're doing to them for them to file away. Everything, every comment, every like, get off of there while you can, if you're not completely addicted to it. And watch these companies, watch that royal family like a hawk, and watch the skies at night and during the day, because things have changed with the spring. They have changed. And please remember the water. Look at Jackson. That's just to get you used to the idea that something's getting ready to happen. That is a city that you never even think about, and it's happening there, where they should have everything under control easily with the population. And I mean, that should not be a problem, but that's going to be ubiquitous soon. And it's not going to be brown sludge, it's going to be virus, whatever they say it is. You know that's not what it is. And let me mention this too, this climate change. It's the sky, the water, rain, everything you're about to see, they're going to say is new and has never happened before, but it's because of climate change. It is absolutely not. These machines are on land and factories and on the sea. They're patented by Bill Gates. They shoot mist, ocean mist or water, high up into the air. And these clouds form and cause a deluge on land, like what happened in Australia and what's been happening in the United States. Watch the clouds manifest if you watch the news, meteorologist. I don't watch that stuff. But you can see a manifest, and they're saying it's a new kind of storm. All this, as you know, are judgments, I believe, from God, because it's the end of time. But I believe he's using man because man is doing it to man. These lists of things by this WEF and N-O and this Schwab, this, I'm telling you, it's made every day to be in your face because you're meant to hate it and know it is the enslavement of man. But when this Antichrist comes, he will flip the system and say, this was evil. This harlot is evil, and I'm overthrowing this system and saving humanity. This system is a sacrifice. I don't think they know it. But this system is an absolute sacrifice. Not to say it's not coming and that engine's running and things are going to start happening, but I do not ever believe that it is going to be in its complete fullness operating. I believe it will be taken down during or after this large world war that's already started. I think it's going to take some time to get to the West because I know what's got to happen here before all that comes. There's a lot coming to America before this invasion in the future. A lot is coming here. This nation will be significantly depopulated and completely in a wreck before these countries invade. I believe that from the past. It's brought down from within, and it's going to tear itself apart. Thank you for listening, and God bless all of you.
Folks, don't forget to subscribe to us at our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And A Minute to Midnight's run 100% by donations. If you want to donate to help us keep this running, you can do that at our website. And also the music used, I've written, played, and recorded. Okay, so God bless, folks. Hopefully we'll be back in a few days with another video and audio update from A Minute to Midnight. Until then, God bless and stay safe.